Okay, so let's dive into this one. It's really out there. Picture this. Way, way up north of Barrow, Alaska. Desolate.
Really remote.
There's this old weather station, right? Supposedly abandoned back in the 80s.
Long gone, yeah.
But in 1907, a climatologist, Julian Ward, goes there. Apparently, it's still transmitting something.
Which is weird enough on its own, frankly, after decades.
Exactly. And inside, he finds this digital clock still running.
Okay.
And the date it's showing is just September 2nd, year 0.01.
Year. It's year
Zero.
zero. I mean, what even is that? It just doesn't fit, you know?
No, it completely breaks our whole calendar system. Year zero isn't really a thing in that context. It immediately makes you think, what timeline is this?
Right. And it gets stranger. Ward, obviously, he tries to turn it off.
You would, wouldn't
Yeah.
you?
Pulls the battery out, snips wires.
Yeah.
Nothing. It just keeps ticking.
Seriously,
Yeah.
even with the wires cut.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Then he finds this like corroded metal plate nearby. It says, "Local reset control. Do not interrupt cycle." Okay. Local reset. Do not interrupt cycle. That's
Yeah, no.
specific and ominous.
But then, like, someone scratched something underneath it, handwritten.
What did it say?
If it stops, everything resets.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That adds a whole other layer.
Yeah.
Everything. That's pretty absolute.
Yeah. And then there's what happens to Ward himself. He starts hearing this ticking in his head.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And it's not random. It's like this countdown, always exactly 3 minutes and 36 seconds. Then it sort of reboots in his mind.
That's deeply unsettling. Almost like he synced up with it somehow.
Maybe. So look, this clearly isn't just some broken clock in the Arctic. We need to unpack this. What could year zero actually mean? What's this cycle and that warning? That's the real kicker.
Okay, let's start with year zero. Given that handwritten warning, everything resets. You kind of lean towards something catastrophic, don't you?
Yeah, that's the first place my mind goes, like a doomsday scenario.
Exactly. Could year zero be, you know, the marker for the end, or maybe the beginning after the end, a repeating apocalypse?
A cyclical destruction event. The clock hits zero, maybe, and bam, slate wiped clean.
And this clock is counting it down, or maybe even controlling it somehow. That's a terrifying thought.
It really is like some kind of cosmic reset button just sitting there in the cold. But okay, hang on. What if it's not quite so physically destructive?
What do you mean?
Well, the reset language, it sounds a bit like, I don't know, tech jargon, doesn't it? Like rebooting a computer.
That's an interesting angle. So maybe a simulation.
Could it be? Could year zero be the start of a new run of the simulation? The cycle ending and then reload?
In that case, the reset isn't physical annihilation. It's more like loading a saved game
Yeah.
or maybe restoring the system to a default state.
Yeah. And then the warning, if it stops, everything resets. Maybe stopping it messes up the whole process.
Like pulling the power cord during a critical update. It doesn't trigger the normal reset, it breaks the system, causes a catastrophic failure within the simulation itself.
Could be. And what about the local part? Local reset control.
Right. Why local? If it's a simulation, maybe this station or this spot on Earth is like a control node.
So the reset it controls isn't necessarily universe-wide, but maybe just for this sector or this part of the simulation.
It's plausible within that framework, yeah. It contains the scope somehow. Still huge implications, but maybe not literally everything everywhere.
Okay, let's really focus on that main inscription, though. Do not interrupt cycle. That's not a suggestion, it's a command.
It is very direct. It
Yeah.
implies the cycle is essential. Whatever system this clock is part of, that cycle needs to keep running.
Why, though? What's so vital about it?
Well, if you take the doomsday view, maybe the cycle is actively preventing the end of the world, some kind of balancing act, interrupt it, and the catastrophe happens.
Or in the simulation idea, maybe the cycle is the reset process itself, happening periodically and stopping it halts, I don't know, reality, or corrupts the data.
Right. Or maybe the cycle is the controlled reset, and stopping it leads to an uncontrolled one, which is far worse. The everything recess is the failsafe, or the ultimate consequence of breaking the established order.
It feels very deliberate. Local reset control. Someone or something set this up intentionally.
Exactly. It wasn't an accident. This mechanism, this cycle, was deemed necessary, and interrupting it was deemed very bad.
Which brings us back to Ward, the ticking in his head, that precise countdown, 3 minutes, 36
Yeah,
seconds.
why him? And why that specific time? It's so particular.
Is it just psychological stress, or did touching the clock, being near it, somehow link him?
could be a kind of resonance, couldn't it? His brain picking up on the clock's frequency, maybe, translating it into that ticking, that countdown.
So he's experiencing the cycle internally?
Perhaps. Or maybe that 3.36 is a specific phase within the larger cycle, a kind of buffer zone, or the actual duration of the local reset event itself. We just don't have enough information on that bit.
It feels like he got too close, like he glimpsed something fundamental about how this reality maybe works. Mm-hmm. But here's the really unnerving question. What if this clock, this cycle, what if it's happened before?
You mean this isn't the first time it's counted down towards zero?
Yeah. What if this is just one turn of a much, much bigger wheel, a repeating event?
Opens up a whole different level of unease.
Yeah.
If it's cyclical, whether it's a physical rebirth or a simulation reboot, are there traces left behind?
Echoes. Like, you know that feeling of deja vu, that weird sense you've lived a moment before?
Should that be? Like a flicker? A bleed through from a previous cycle? A fragment of memory that wasn't entirely wiped?
It's wild speculation, of course, but yeah. Or what about myths? So many cultures have stories of world-ending floods, fires, ages ending and beginning again.
Could those be distorted memories, cultural scar tissue from previous resets, passed down as legends? It's compelling in a disturbing way.
It paints this picture of time not as a straight line, but as this huge cosmic loop, a spinning wheel constantly returning to the start, or like you're in a dream that keeps repeating. Slightly different each time, but always the same core story.
The sheer lack of permanence is staggering to consider. That our entire existence might just be one iteration.
Yeah. And suddenly that handwritten warning, if it stops, everything resets. It feels even heavier. Like it's not just a warning for us now, but a message passed down, maybe, from someone in a past cycle who understood the stakes.
The desperate attempt to keep the cycle going, to maintain whatever fragile balance exists.
So where does that leave us? We've got this impossible clock in Alaska counting down to year zero. We've got warnings about a cycle that absolutely must not be stopped.
And this deeply unsettling possibility that it's all happened before, maybe countless times, that our reality might be fundamentally impermanent, constantly resetting.
Which forces you to ask, if everything resets, does anything truly matter? Is anything permanent?
And perhaps the most chilling thought, what would actually happen? What would the consequences be if someone did find a way? If someone, whether out of curiosity or fear or something else entirely, managed to finally stop that clock